When Love Was Like That and Other Stories by Murray Joseph. Read by Carol Boyd. Time Will Tell. Slowly, so as not to wake him, Louise eased her body away from Adam, her husband, and got out of bed. She'd been awake for a long time, watching the changing swiftness of an Italian April dawn light the sky, hearing the muted sounds of the hotel coming to life, hearing the first swish of tires as cars drove past along the coast road. There were rose-pearled clouds banked high on the horizon, and the sea, a smooth spread of silk, reflected the pale, washed-out colour of a sky not yet deepened to blue by the sun. The uncertain glory of an April day, she thought, and smiled. Not at heart a girl who often quoted poetry, she felt that a woman, any woman, on the second morning of her honeymoon, could be excused for becoming just a little lyrical. For a moment, she breathed deeply of the air, which she could only describe to herself as smelling foreign, and she remembered Adam's incredulous disbelief when she told him that she had never been abroad. In the 2 months since they had met at a Valentine party, given on a damp February evening, he had never stopped being amazed at what he called her unworldliness. "Girls like you don't exist any more," he had told her. "Not in 1971. 19 years old, still living at home with Mama, virginal," he had said with that humorous lift of one black eyebrow. "Girls like you went out with Jane Austen and suitors proposing on bended knee." But he had proposed to her just 3 weeks after they'd met.